This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. Here's a question that I think many people ask, and that is, can I really know what God intends for me? If I'm created as one of God's people, if I'm made in the image of God, as the Bible tells me, how am I supposed to know what it is He wants me to do? How can I know the will of God? And that's a fair enough question. Perhaps you've asked that question. You could even say to yourself, well, I'd like to know who I should marry, or if I should marry at all. What about my job prospects? Is there a particular job that I should do? Can God guide me into that? Or what about selling my house and moving to somewhere else? And if I have children, well, you might ask yourself, how should I bring my kids up? Can God help me to understand bringing children up? Or should I move to another part of Australia to live? Is God really interested in these matters? Can I know the will of God? Well, the answer is an emphatic yes. God is very interested in you and all, you might think, the smaller details of life. He is very interested. And you might say, well, hang on a moment, we're talking about the God who created the universe, the land, the sea, all these big things, the heavens and the earth. How come is He interested in my particular matters? Well, you can live with confidence because you are in the center of God's special care. And that's what many of us need to be reaffirmed about. We're talking here this morning about a personal God. God is interested in you, and He's able to give you direction. Now, of course, lots of things in life are clear-cut. For example, there are things in the Bible, we don't have time today to go through all these, but the Bible does give definite direction concerning God's will. We needn't be particularly disturbed. There are things in the Bible where God has revealed what He wants you to do. But then, of course, there are things that are not clear-cut. But let me say that you would never want to do anything that's contrary to the Bible. In other words, never ask God, is this right, if you know in the Scripture it says it's not right. So the Scriptures there are for our help. So don't waste time trying to figure out, is this God's will, when it's already revealed. The Scriptures do have much that has already been revealed. But unfortunately in life, much of what we face is not clear-cut. There are some what we could call neutral situations, and the Bible doesn't speak on every issue that you're going to be confronted with. So you need to sit down and work it out. Or there are things that are probably not applicable to you. You might be offered a choice. And that can cause the problem or the dilemma. So what we're talking about here is we need wisdom, or we need insight. And we need that divine knowledge of what we should do. Well, God's Word, the Bible, has in the book of James, James 1 verse 5, these encouraging words. Here they are. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. There it is. Have a look at that and write it down yourself. James 1, chapter 1, verse 5. If you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you. And that's a tremendous promise. So there it is, God's promise to give direction. Now, you could ask, how does he do it? Well, it's probably like a ship in a harbour being guided by the lights. It's a narrow channel, and you need lights, of course, otherwise there's problems. And the five lights are these. The Bible itself is one, and then there's the outward circumstances that we are confronted with. There's friends, we could call them the counsel of friends, or the advice that friends give us, prayer, and our own inner feelings. So there are five very helpful guidelines. They're ways to find out and measure up to what it is you want to do. So if you ask for God's wisdom, you can be assured that you can. It may take time, but you can discover what God's will is for your own life. And they're encouraging words. Well, Lord, I pray that you'll give us words of encouragement to share with other people. Lord, we're often finding out about our own needs. But Lord, help us to say the right things to people, particularly those who feel downcast or lost today. Lord, we want to be like you in the words that we choose so that we can encourage those people and brighten their day. So Lord, do your work in us. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, have a great day, and remember that you can be in the center of God's will.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.